Yearbook Testimony by Derek Tucker. As my senior year of high school was coming to an end, I knew that yearbooks were going to be available soon. As I considered what I would write to my best friends, the idea came to me that I could write my testimony in every yearbook that I would sign. But I didn't know how appropriate it would be to write my testimony. What if they didn't take it seriously? So I prayed and asked Heavenly Father what I should do. I felt a warm burning inside. I was determined to do it. When yearbooks came out, I wrote my testimony in the books that were handed to me to sign. One day after school, my friend Mike's younger brother Ben asked me to sign his yearbook. I barely knew Ben. I considered not writing my testimony in his yearbook since I didn't really know him. Yet, I felt impressed to go ahead. 2 days later, as I was walking home from school, I felt restless. I decided I wanted to play basketball. As I was thinking of whom to call, I heard someone walking behind me. I looked back, and it was Ben. He wanted to talk to me. I suggested that we play basketball, and he agreed. As we began to play, I was joking around and having fun. Suddenly, Ben asked, "Are you a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints?" I stopped dead in my tracks. No one had ever asked me that before. Many people had asked me if I was Mormon, but nobody had ever known the entire name of the church. Today, I was not thinking about sharing the gospel. My attention was on basketball and having fun. I shrugged and said yes, and started dribbling the ball. A bit later, he asked, "Where is the church that you go to?" Still thinking of basketball, I offhandedly answered him before dribbling by him to score. A little flustered, Ben asked, "When does church start?" Then it dawned on me that he just might be interested in the church. I offered to give him a ride the next Sunday. He said that he would like to do that. After church, Ben and I watched part of a church video at my house before he had to go home. The following Sunday, my Sunday school teacher was giving us a ride home. Out of the blue, Ben asked, "What does it take to be baptized?" My teacher slammed on the brakes. I was stunned as well. "You have to have a testimony," I said. Then I realized how silly it was in light of the fact that Ben already believed. My Sunday school teacher called the missionaries. They set up a time to meet Ben and teach him the gospel at my house. He accepted the baptismal commitment without hesitation. Ben was baptized about 1 month after I had signed his yearbook. He asked me to give one of the talks at his baptism. His parents came to his baptism. It was an exciting experience for me. I am thankful that the Spirit of the Holy Ghost prompted me to go ahead and share my testimony in Ben's yearbook. I am thankful for the opportunity to be an instrument in God's hand in bringing the gospel to one of His beloved children. End of article, Yearbook Testimony by Derek Tucker.